boys and girls, it's coming near to that time of the year again. I'm not talking about Christmas, and I'm not talking about holidays, but I'm talking about something else. Not school, because thank goodness it's still a long way off. And if anybody reminds you that school's coming, tell them to go away. I hate seeing those signs in the shop windows, back to school. I used to hate it when I was a child, and I still hate it today. But it's coming near to that time of the year again, when I'll be in the house in the evening, all of a sudden I'll hear a loud scream, and I'll know exactly what it means. When I hear that sound, I'll spring into action, I'll drop what I'm doing, and I'll go to dispose of a spider. It really is quite an exciting event in our home whenever a spider comes into the house. Every year, coming towards the end of the summer and then the beginning of autumn, for some reason, spiders want to come into our house. Obviously, it's getting a little bit colder, and they want to spend somewhere warm during the winter. And what makes it worse in our home is that these spiders aren't the nice, small, cute little spiders that I like anyway, but they're those big, dark, brown, ugly spiders about the size of a two-pea piece. Now, you know what I'm talking about. They're not pretty. I don't like them. And four ladies in our house don't like them also, and you probably don't like them as well. But there's everybody in this meeting this morning, I'm sure, has had some sort of a spider experience. A number of weeks ago, I was sitting in a tent mission. A tent mission is where you go to hear the gospel being preached. People go to tents, possibly, because there is something a little bit different about them. And you sit in the tent meeting, just like church, and you listen to the preacher preaching. And when I was sitting in the tent mission, I felt something crawling about the back of my neck. And I tried to get rid of it. First it was this side, and I did it so as nobody behind me would notice. And then it was this side, and tried to do it. And then I turned to my wife and asked her, is there something at the back of my neck? She said, no. But anyway, in the end, I got it, and it was one of those small, cute little spiders. Now, I'm sure most of you in the meeting this morning don't really like them, but even though you don't like them, spiders are quite amazing creatures. Always working, always spinning webs from the moment they're born, and making amazing patterns and shapes with their webs. I remember going to school in the morning on a cold and frosty morning, and seeing all the spiders' webs on the hedges, thousands of them. Quite amazing to see how many webs were actually visible on a morning like that. The spider spins its web early in the morning while other insects are still lying in their beds. And by the time those insects have got up and had their breakfast, Mr. Spider is ready for them to come and join them. Of course, that's how he gets his breakfast. Now, the Bible has something interesting to say about spiders, and something interesting to say about spiders' webs. It tells us in Job chapter 8, verse 14, of those who do not trust in God, their trust shall be as a spider's web. Their trust shall be as a spider's web. In other words, those who were not trusting in God were trusting in something to save them that was flimsy, unbreakable, and could be easily brushed away, just like a spider's web. It says there in Job 8, verse 15, they lean upon their web, but it gives way. They cling to it, but it does not hold. How silly it would be to trust in something like a spider's web to save us. I wonder this morning what there would be that would be strong enough for us to hold on to, strong enough to save every man or woman, boy or girl, from their sins. I know what it is. The strongest thing any of us could ever hold on to is the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. I trust that all in the meeting this morning will be trusting in that precious blood of Jesus to save us from our sins and to take us home to heaven.